Welcome to the Adam Rothstein Hockey Podcast. This is your podcast for all things hockey. On this podcast, we talk about past history to the modern day and what you can do to grow the sport. I am your host, Adam Rothstein. All right, let's get to the show. It's 10 o'clock Thursday, March 28th, and I have a lot, well, two things to talk about, but it's a lot for me. The first thing I want to get to is the Arizona Coyotes and their move, potentially. Gary Bettman has done all he can to keep them in Arizona, and he just will not let it die. For the love of God, Gary, let him go to Houston, or let Salt Lake City come in and have one more Big Four pro sports team, and they could do something in Salt Lake City. They don't have to go to Houston to do something, although I would argue go to Houston. It's the fourth largest media market in the, you know, in the country at least. And I think North America, don't quote me on that, because you still have Toronto up north, and I don't know how that factors in to New York, LA, Chicago. I think Boston may be a little bigger than Toronto, but again, don't quote me on it. But Houston is still a good pick, too, because you already have the Toyota Center. It's hockey ready. It's NHL ready. Salt Lake City, they're potentially, well, they're going to get a new arena, and whoever the owner is of the Coyotes, just the Smith Group, potentially the new owners of the Coyotes will get their chance, and with that, you know, they could certainly fix up the stadium. They could all move down the street in Salt Lake, and they wouldn't be too far from their soccer team. They wouldn't be. So I think it would still, you know, it would be great for Salt Lake City, and you're in a cold climate, and you know, you could create that natural rival with Colorado too. And if you're gonna call yourselves the Utah Coyotes, I mean, okay, that doesn't really work, because Coyotes don't really survive in the cold too well, as we know. So I think you would have to change the name if you do go up there as well. I mean, if they go to Texas, if they go to Houston, you know, they'll probably be named the Arrows too. But I think for Utah, you could do Utah Storm or something. I don't know. Just spitballing names here. But I think that if they want to keep it in Arizona, and they really want to keep it in Arizona, I mean, you cannot be bidding on land right now. You've got to drop it and let someone come in and just do their thing. I think right now that they should be looking to move in with the Suns and just get something going there, because they need to get this, you know, on the ground, ready to roll, and just to dominate. Because if, you know, and to just, you know, you know, get something there, so they don't have to worry about leaving. If they want to do something, get on the ground, get rolling, and just go with the Suns. Make some renovations to Footprint Center Arena if you have to. I wrote the article on my Substack, and you can check it out when you get the chance. Link to my Substack, and you can check out all the articles there, the ones that are not behind the paywall, at least, if you want to read more on that. Frankly, I have to admit that Arizona has, you know, no team ever moved out of Arizona exactly. The Suns didn't. The Cardinals came in from St. Louis way back in the day, and not the baseball team. I'm talking about, you know, the football team. That was actually their thing. And then, you know, St. Louis had the Rams and everything. St. Louis has been, you know, the city that just can't keep all Big Four sports teams together. They lost the Hawks too. So they lost their football team and their basketball team. But, you know, the state of Arizona has somehow managed to keep all four. You know, Arizona is a growing market too. And I understand why Gary Bettman doesn't want to let this die too, but I think it's time. If the people of Tempe didn't want it, and if you can't get anything done with the Suns, go somewhere else and stop wasting time, you know, with purchasing land. I think you should move in with the Suns. They used to be there. I think it's stupid they didn't come in and do something to just insure, you know, put up some insurance policy and have the Suns, you know, do their thing right now and just, and they just share resources in that arena just to make sure that they don't leave as well. You know, Gary Bettman could have done that. And guess where they're playing now? They're playing with the Sun Devils. It's like the deadbeat father moving into his son's fancy apartment after he becomes a successful YouTuber sort of thing. I mean, it's like after he's like at least successful enough on YouTube rather, but it's kind of like that. Maybe I'm just overstretching there, but yeah, there's that too. The Washington Capitals and the Wizards are not, or potentially not moving. Yeah, it makes sense not to build up in, you know, the Crystal City area, the Northern Virginia area, when you already have an arena there and you've got so much going for that area. You have the Hoyas coming in there. I don't know if they want to put the college team there, even though it would only be club hockey. But I think that DC should not be, the Capitals should not be worried about moving out of DC at the moment. Unless you have a 0% tax in Virginia, state tax in Virginia, but, you know, that's not the case. It's just that it's lower in there, but it's not going to be worth the effort of picking up and moving them, and then, you know, having your Maryland customers stop in, you know, 2-3 extra stops, and then, and they're paying more to go to your games there, and then the people in Crystal City can just, you know, take it one or two stops, and it's like, meet in Virginia, meet in the middle, stay there. There's no reason for the Capitals to spend money moving. And certainly not 30 miles down the road. Doesn't make sense. Which brings me to my next thing. Alexander Ovechkin, he is going to pass it. I think he's close to getting 30 goals at the moment. I'm not sure. I'm not even looking at this at the moment. I'm not even looking at the scores. But you know, he's done so much for this franchise. He has done everything he can. And, you know, and had he not been, you know, had the, his father, you know, it's a shame that his father died, you know, and if his father had not died, I think he would have gotten 50 goals and not the 44. He would have had 6 more goals. Because he would have played in more games and he could have had maybe a couple more hat tricks. He's padding his stats. He's got 50. He's good. I think he is going to, you know, he's going to be, you know, considered easily as the top 5 players of all time after everything is said and done. Even if Matthews breaks his, whatever his final number is going to be, whether it's 900 or 912 or whatever, you know, Austin Matthews could potentially beat him. And we're still going to have, you know, Ovechkin in the conversation is top 5 players of all time, certainly by butterfly standards era. You know, if it's just in, you know, just in this era, you know, and the only one that beats him out in my mind is Sidney Crosby. You know, and you still have McDavid Draisaitl in this conversation too, potentially. And there's no one who has done it better than Ovechkin. It, you know, at least when it comes to goal scoring. And he did win his 2018 Cup. And even though I'm telling you that it just didn't feel right with 31 teams when he won it, he still won it, and he still won it. And he won it against the Golden Knights, too. And don't get me wrong, they had Marc-Andre Fleury, so, you know, of course they have a shot to go win it. You know, and they didn't have to expand that time. I'm telling you, they did not have to expand, too. But, you know, if he didn't get that Stanley Cup, we would be having the conversation, oh, he's the Marcel Dion of, you know, goal scoring, or is like he's this era's Marcel Dion of the butterfly era too. And he would have been considered that too, had he not won it in 2018, you know. And now right now the Capitals could go on this run and they could certainly, you know, get to the second round. If they just win, you know, get out of the first round of the playoffs, I'll just be like happy, okay? I'll be happy if that happens. You know, regardless of what happens with the Devils or if the Islanders, you know, just win everything and just have everything go right from them at this point and then they're knocked out, I'm still happy with what they did this season. And, you know, and Carlson's still here and everything. You know, and through everything that Ovechkin's been through, you know, Mike Green, Backstrom for most of his career, Holtby, you know, Kolzik in his earlier days, and Varlamov, who's now with the Islanders, who potentially could help them get over, you know, beat him out to the playoffs and everything, and get over there to the gap, past the Capitals. You know, they would probably get past them too. But had Varley been in his prime too, but he's not anymore. But you know, after all is said and done, Ovechkin has been the face of the franchise for almost 20 years. And he's going to have another 2 years. He's going to do whatever it takes to pass Gretzky. And I've been telling you this before. You know, he can even get it next year. He's got around 46, you know, to get to. And I don't have the exact number off the top of my head. I apologize. But I think, you know, that's what we're going to be looking for, too. And Sidney Crosby, you know, the only thing that can outmatch Ovechkin's goals is Sidney Crosby's points. So many points. You'd think he was playing Pac-Man. And, you know, and Crosby will be the greatest player of his generation. And we're not counting McDavid, Draisaitl, and Matthews because they're like Gen Z and Crosby's a millennial. You know, And next year is going to be a very good year for hockey. I don't think it's going to be the playoffs that makes the difference. It's going to be what happens with, you know, Crosby and Ovechkin, too. I think Crosby could still finish his career with 700 goals, and even that is outstanding for potentially a top five player of all time, too. But he's going to probably, I think he's going to wind up in second place overall with points. He's got, I think he has, you know, he's pushing Gretzky's even point strength record. He's pushing it. I'm not sure if he's going to get there, but I think Sidney Crosby could just definitely get back, you know, could definitely break, you know, get close to that record. I'm not sure how much, but, you know, Sidney Crosby has certainly been the player to watch over the years, and I was jealous that the Capitals didn't have him for so long because he produced so much, and I was trying to mimic him more than Ovechkin because growing up, because I would rather be the great passer and just, you know, be the one to keep team chemistry going. And, you know, very few people over the, you know, had that mentality of, you know, growing up and, you know, it's all me, me, me. I want to be Ovechkin. I want to be the goal scorer. You know, give me the puck sort of thing. And I wanted to, one, just be good on defense and just really get it done as well. And of course, just, you know, and that's how I kicked butt because I was so good at passing. And my coach, Coach Slusher, was very impressed with me. And because of that mentality, I was able to earn a spot at Towson too. So if you're a young guy and you want to get on a college club team, you know, work on your passing, make sure you're aced and you get connected with these guys, you are having good team chemistry. And if you have good team chemistry, both on and off the ice, good things happen. And that's why hockey is the greatest fraternity in the world. So I'll end it there on this shorter segment. And once again, sorry about no video. I'm still working on getting a new laptop. But if you want to support me and as well, check out the Substack. There is a paid version for this. Check out all the links in the description. Like, comment, share, and I guess download this or and share it with your friends or whatever you do on Spotify. I'll see what I can do about getting this out on YouTube, even though it's audio only. And with that being said, take care.